to all areas from the west later. ERI News at 10:03.
ERI. Late Beat with Liam Quigley.
Ago already, the Human League, and Don't You Want Me, Baby. 10:07. Thank you, Tim Desmond, for 10 o'clock news and weather on ERI. It's Late Beat between now and two, my first of the week. Many thanks to Martin Robinson for minding the shop on Saturday and Sunday. Thanks to Don as well for the last 4 hours of music on ERI. Clutter-free fun, 24 hours a day. Liam Quigley saying welcome to the programme. This is Philip Bailey.
Only one can touch the one. Yes.
Single from Philip Bailey was first, a song called I Know, 90 minutes after 10. And before that, Jackson Browne, a lovely song that John Blake and myself share in likeness. We both like that track very, very much. Actually, he discovered it and told me about it, so a little bit of a lie there. Jackson Browne, Linda Paloma, and that's Billy Joel with a song called Tell Her About It. We'll say hello now to all the scenes in Blarney. I don't really understand what that means. Hope it's not anything naughty. That comes also, also for Gary Buchel O'Connor. That's Gaelic, you know, for Gary by O'Connor. Comes from the two Buchels. And this view is Staggerly. And Give a Little Love. Late Beat on ERI on Monday.
Like a sweet and mellow wine.
Cliff Richard with Never Say Die, Give a Little Bit More. Before that, Agni to Falskog, and no, it wasn't Wrap Your Arms Around Me. Mr. Persuasion from our album called Wrap Your Arms. 29 minutes after 10, we hit Stagger Lee first with a song called Give a Little Bit of Love. If you've been listening during the day, you will no doubt have realised that John O'Connor has returned to us once again after his bright and sunny holidays in Victoriaville. And his return, of course, means that we shall now be having him every night once again at 10:30 to tell us something interesting. That's tonight, of course. He tells us about the origins of the wristwatch. The origins of the wristwatch go back to the end of the 18th century. And today, almost everyone wears one. A wristwatch, that is. And John O'Connor tonight takes a look at this very convenient method of telling the time. That's in a moment with John.
Interested in horse riding? If so, contact the Riding Center, White's Cross. Pine Grove caters for pony trekking, pony riding, show jumping, or just for the fun. Pine Grove is the place to be. Full tuition given by one of Ireland's leading instructors. So if you're between 8 and 80, Pine Grove Riding Center is the one to contact. Pine Grove Riding Center, White's Cross. Phone Cork 021 503 857.
In 1790, the first wristwatch was introduced in Geneva, Switzerland. This was by the watchmakers Jacques Edrault and Lechette as a watch fixed on a bracelet. During the next century, these bracelet watches remained exclusively items of jewellery for women. The most famous surviving example belonged to the Empress Josephine, Napoleon's wife. Encrusted with pearls and emeralds, this bracelet with a gold watch was made in 1806 by Nitto, a Parisian jeweller. Despite Empress Josephine's leadership, it wasn't until 1908 that Parisian women made wristwatches fashionable. Among men, war, not fashion, brought the wristwatch into popularity. First in 1880, they were ordered by the German Admiralty for artillery officers. And then in World War I, the wristwatch replaced the traditional pocket watch because of its practicality during battle.
Thank you, John. A timely piece of evidence. 29 minutes to 11, and these are the Moody Blues.
Heart and soul took control. Thank you.
I don't really understand the words to that song. Maybe they're not meant to be understood. Maybe they're just put together and sound nice. Who knows? We won't say anything not right about it. Animal Nightlife, that's called Native Boy. Before that, we had Cliff Richard and Phil Everly together with a song called She Means Nothing to Me. And the Moody Blues started us out with their current single called Blue World. 18 minutes to 11 on Late Beat, till 2. Coming up at 11.35, we've got today's Access. And Anna Craig has got a feature for us in Private Eye at 1.30 this morning, if you feel like staying up. If you don't, take a little nap and set the alarm clock for 1:15. Here's Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home.
Oh, taking your call.